What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Think Outside the Blue Box. We are actually live from the Grand Bay Studio Power Session 2022. I'm Anthony Rivera. I'm the lead videographer and editor here at Blue Box Digital, and I am joined by one of the artists today, Joshua J.
Nice to meet you, man.
Welcome. Welcome to the podcast, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, yeah. So tell us what's going on today.
So today they're having a feature, but also some different promo things like videos, podcasts, all down here at Grand Bay Studios. So I reached out to Ben Franco, and he kind of said, you know, be at this time, at this place, and I'm here.
Here you are.
I showed up, man. I actually saw the party bus. I was like, did somebody come here in a party bus? Yeah. And now I understand it's a podcast.
It's a limo, podcast, man. You get a VIP treatment.
I was like, damn, somebody's drinking and driving on the way here. That's why they wanted some safe travel.
Yeah, so the party bus, it's actually my brother's party bus. He's actually a mobile barber, so he let me kind of set up this mobile podcasting studio here for us.
Nice. He's a mobile barber here.
He's
in
a mobile barber in Tampa. What? Yeah.
Okay. That's actually a good move.
Yeah, that's awesome. Tell us a little bit about you, man. What got you started in music?
Well, I've been in music for a long time now. I think I probably started when I was 15 or 16. I would say over the last 6 months or so, I've definitely been full steam ahead. But when I was 15 or 16, I used to always write poetry and books. And then I ran into these other kids that used to rap in high school, and one of their members dropped out. So, hey, you want to be part of a rap group? I was like, yeah, sure.
Nice.
So I just took one of my poems into the studio when they booked some time. I didn't even know if it would match up to the beat, but I did it that first day, and they're like, that was great. And ever since then, I've just been writing my tail off. So over the last year and a half, I'd say I've been writing a lot more. Over the last 6 months, I've definitely been doing a lot to put myself out there, going to open mics, coming to different large-scale studios like Grand Bay or Clear Track over in Clearwater.
Any kind of networking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so important in your field, man.
Yeah.
It's who you know.
It's honestly the thing. You know, because I've been doing quote unquote quality music, or in my opinion, what's quality music, for a long time. But if nobody hears it, then nobody hears it.
Exactly.
So it's just through talking to people, asking the right questions. So I was with Skyler, the engineer here over at Grand Bay, and I was talking to him about just some ideas about promotion and whatnot. And he was like, you know, you should look up some of the people that are putting on live events here in Tampa. Like Pusha Preem, and I was like, all right, it's cool. So I followed Pusha Preem. Not 2 days later, he put on for this competition that was done somewhere here locally in Tampa. So I went to the competition, met Pusha Preem there. Cool dude, got a good head on his shoulder. Seems to be just down for the city, you know, and not trying to like screw anybody over, do anything crazy outside the lines. So I gotta say,
Pusha Preem has put me in touch with so many people, because when he saw the podcast, he reached out. He was one of the first guests that I had on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of brought me to Grand Bay Studios one day to kind of record some BTS, and you know, here we are. So he's all about networking. He's all about putting people in touch with the right person that's going to help you, man. And I'm glad he helped you out.
That's something he was saying in that meeting or that competition too, was Tampa's on its way up in every facet. And if we can just get organized, then the music can kind of follow that trajectory as well. I don't know. I mean, housing prices here are crazy. Cost of living here is crazy, but I love this. I've been in Tampa for probably since 2002, so it's 20 years now.
Wow.
So you've been here
for a while.
Yeah, a long time. I was actually born in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, okay.
I lived in Illinois for like 10 months, but I moved to Tampa. This has been home ever since, so definitely blessed to have people like that trying to put on. Because I've seen some of the circles too back in probably 2007, 2008. I used to go to Crowbar a lot, used to perform there, and that was a decent scene. But it was a different vibe not to take away anything from those people, it was very much a artist versus artist kind of an environment. So most of the things that were organized were around competitions, and I was young. I didn't have as good of a head on my shoulders at that time. So I probably didn't take advantage of the networking opportunities as much as I should have. But this seems like such a different vibe. Even, you know, I was going up against somebody else when I entered the competition with Pusha, and it just seemed like even between him and I, it was just very much respect. So after every song, every track, because it was like a versus kind of an environment. So me play one, he play one, go back and forth. But after every track, it was all love. Like, that was a jam.
Yeah.
And it very well could have been I show up there with my music and go up against somebody and be like, yo, this music's trash. But it wasn't. It was good to see, because you think when you're in your own environment, you're in your own rooms, smoking weed, writing music, you're like, oh, I'm good. Like, you know, I'm the best in the city. And then you go out and you get exposed. You're like, there's other like significant artists as well. You don't want to have the mentality of, there's not enough pie for the all of us. So
dude, there's plenty.
There's plenty.
There's plenty. That's why even Pusho said on our podcast, it's like you're not really competing against other artists in the area. You're kind of expanding the you know, the music scene basically, yeah, in the Tampa Bay area.
Exactly.
And there's enough pie to go around, man.
Yeah. And then all the other things around it too, like videography, podcasting, all that stuff can a rising tide raises all ships.
Yes,
but
sir.
I legitimately think that about Tampa.
I actually say that all the time. That's actually one of my sayings. The rising tide rises all boats.
It will. A lot of people do get into that sort of famine mentality where they think that just because someone else is getting something, that means there's less for them.
Yeah.
But even going into that competition, just to see our two total, we're both quote unquote hip hop artists, rap artists, but to listen to the styles of music that we had, it was just two way different styles of music. And for people to vibe to this and to vibe to that, it was great. And especially if you guys start to, so I plan on having features by most of the people here, and including that gentleman, I think his name was Sandroid Boy on Instagram. He had just witty flow. I was like, man, I gotta get you on a track.
Yeah.
Man, this is a cool experience to kind of intersect somebody that's doing the same thing as me, just sitting in his garage, writing down what he thinks is clever, and then to get that in front of people and everybody there be kind of vibing to it. It was a cool environment, man.
Yeah, and that's why I like what they're doing here, is because the features, you know, you have your own style, you have your own, you know, like your own audience. But once you bring somebody else in and they bring a little bit of their flavor and, yeah, and their little ingredients into your stuff, I think that's magic, bro.
Iron sharpens iron, as they say. So I'm excited to keep networking, man. I'm excited to keep making music. I told myself that because I read somewhere along the lines that the average song count that somebody releases before they really get noticed 32 to 50 songs.
Yeah.
And since I've been starting like 6 months ago, I think I've released 8 songs now. And I'm like, nice. I'm gonna push it to 50.
Hell,
I don't care,
yeah,
how long 50 takes, but I'm gonna keep writing, recording, networking up until I reach that 50 song mark. And then you have a catalog that nobody can take away from you.
Yeah.
So all the content that you're creating, everything throughout the way, just to kind of show the journey, something's gotta give.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, you make great music with good people. So
that's awesome. I
like
that.
For that.
Yeah, it's about the content, man. It's about creating the yeah, music, you know. It's about the art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question about you. How do you kind of go about, how did you start the podcast first, and then kind of how do you go about getting guests, or what are your plans there?
Yeah, for me, I built this platform because I mean, I'm a videographer. I do music videos. I do TV commercials all around the area, and I already had all the gear. So it's like, so on some of my downtime, I was like, let's just start a podcast.
Yeah.
This was fun in the beginning. And I already knew all the artists because I work with music videos and stuff like that. So I already had contacts with a bunch of artists. So I just started reaching out to all the artists that I had already worked with.
Nice.
So I was like, you want to be on the podcast? You want to be on the podcast? And then it just took off, bro. Like it other artists like Pusha Preem reached out to me because he saw me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that. It was networking and people just see my stuff online and they're like, that's fire. I got to get on there.
Is it always surrounding the music topic?
Most of the time, yeah, it's rappers because they're the easiest ones to get on the podcast.
Yeah.
But I actually feature all creative journeys. So I have comedians, I have actors, I have painters, I have, you know, it's pretty much anybody that's in the creative space and doing their own thing, like entrepreneur wise, like just, you know, they're going on it all in on their craft.
Yeah.
So, and I can see the passion, be like me, because I'm an artist, you know, I'm rising too. So I wanted to, you know, kind of put a spotlight on all these different artists that I had seen in the area and just kind of, like you said, just rise the tide.
Yeah.
You know?
Just get maximum eyes here on Tampa.
Yeah.
I think the sports teams have helped us out.
Big
with that.
Time.
Big time.
Big time.
Man, I was looking for a house, I want to say 2.5, 3 years ago. I should have bought it then. But
yeah,
just to see the trajectory that it's on, I'm like, Tom Brady, this is your fault. Steve Stamkos, Kucherov, this is all your damn fault.
Yes.
You can't win back-to-back championships, win a Super Bowl in your home stadium and think that everything's just
going to
be cheap around here.
Yeah.
It used to be good houses for $300, $350. Now $300 and $350, good luck.
We'll get you a shack.
Yeah, I hope you're a handyman. I hope you're a handyman because it's a fixer-upper for sure.
Yeah, and the city's growing too, man.
Yeah.
It's bringing a lot of people in, a lot of different... Yeah, there's a lot of shifting things here in the Tampa Bay area, and I'm glad we're part of it. You know,
I live right next to Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah.
That Midtown area is going to be crazy. They just put up apartments there. I can't imagine how much those apartments are going to be. Because even right now, it's fun. It's half built, and right now, it's fun. They got Ben & Jerry's in there. REI Co-op, love that store.
Think about the Shake Shack? The Shake Shack
So
area?
Shake Shack's
yeah,
in there.
I saw that.
True Food Kitchen. Man, True Food Kitchen has some fire drinks. Their salads were okay. I don't know how, like, a salad can only be so good in my opinion, but the drinks that I had there, fresh, delicious. So, and they have a courtyard right outside. Man, this is gonna
be perfect.
This is gonna be a good spot. Yeah. And I'm renting the spot that I have now, so I'm a little bit bummed out.
Yeah.
I should have bought there.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not committing. I'm not staying somewhere for 30 years.
I'm not staying in Tampa, and now it's like, I want to
stay in Tampa. That investment's crazy. Yeah. I hope it takes a small dip so I can get back into the housing market.
But it should. I think it's a bubble.
Yeah. I mean, they need to lose this game tonight. Yeah. That's what they need to do. They can't come back from 3-1 at this. Even a higher echelon.
Yeah.
So is this the first time, first time that you've done the studio in here, in the van?
Yeah. This is actually the first time.
Good setup, man. I like this a lot.
Yeah, my studio is actually like 5-10 minutes down the street.
And, nice.
You know, I have the full podcasting setup, but yeah, this is the first time I've ever taken it mobile. Yeah,
not similar to this. At my house, I just have a, what's it called? Zoom H6. So I just got the Zoom H6, which is like, are you familiar with what that is?
Yeah.
So I just got one of those, got some XLR cables, some microphones. I don't know if they're as nice as these, but I just got the Audio Technica AT2020s.
Nice.
I just hooked those up with the ALRs, and it's cool. The only people that I have over there is just friends, close family, things like that, because if nothing else, like, how many times do you put on headphones, get a microphone, and are able to sit down for 20, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours sometimes with somebody that you really care about and just have their undivided attention? If you set that precedent before, because you can sit down and talk to somebody for a couple hours, but they're going to be checking their phone, checking their Twitter, whatever it might be.
Distraction.
Exactly. But if you say, here, put on these headphones and talking to this microphone, now all distractions are off. You can really start to kind of
get down. And that's why I like this platform too, man, is because when artists come on, it's like it's almost like the veil gets taken off when they jump in here with me. It's like we're in the zone here, right? We're wearing headphones. We're like just one-on-one. And I think that gets people to open up a little bit more, because one of the things that I like to do on this podcast is humanize artists, because people just, all they see is the Instagram story.
Yeah.
You know, and that's very curated. That's very, you know, it's only what they want you to see. But once you come in here, man, you're just a human being, you know? It's like,
especially if it's more than 10, 15, 20 minutes, you really start to break down into who that individual is.
And then after a while, people forget that it's actually recording, so they open up.
I did one with my best friend one time. He's a real introvert.
Nice.
And it did take us about 30 minutes or so
to kind of get going. Yeah.
Because he's thinking in his whole head, somebody's listening. Nobody's listening at that moment,
but
somebody's listening to this at some point. What if I say something weird? What if I'm saying like too many times?
They get in their head about it.
But then we had a couple beers. Beers are a bad idea. They make you, the carbonation just makes you burp. So you just
lick.
So that's why I brought the cognac. I brought some like $100 cognac, man.
Nice.
And he's actually the one that bought me that bottle. So I just usually just pour my cognac in there. And there's these cool
non-carbonated,
you non-carbonated, exactly, and you can still feel the little break of insecurity, and you still be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've only done it a few times, and it's fun, man. I love, kind of like you said, just locking in with somebody and being able to experience them on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best, I don't know what your general strategy is, but if I have just a sense of curiosity, I try to do that in my everyday life, because I think people appreciate that when you're willing to listen and to listen to understand. But that always gets them onto another level. Just asking that next question. And I'm like, damn, I've known you for 20 years and I didn't even know this
Never
about
know,
you.
Yeah.
Have you ever said this to anybody? Nah. What? That's awesome.
Just got you to open up.
Yeah, that's cool, man. And it's probably, if you have a 3-hour conversation, 2-hour conversation with somebody, that's probably the longest conversation that they've had with somebody
in a long time.
If ever. It could be ever. Because I don't do that if I'm not on a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll talk to
somebody. There's very
few
people
I
do that with.
Yeah. And then you're like talking through it.
Because
I think there's a guilt feeling that comes with me. If you're in everyday life and then you're sitting there talking to somebody for 45 minutes and an hour and they have a busy life, they have kids, they have a job, they have their own dreams that they're trying to chase, you feel a little bit guilty about it. You're like, I'm taking up a little
bit too much time.
But if we pre-agreed to say, here, look, we can sit in here for 2 hours, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, I just want to talk to you, kind of find out what's going on with your life and things like that.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you taking the time and coming here. I know your time is very valuable as well. So
yeah,
I appreciate that. What's coming up for you, man? What's next?
So the first 6 songs that I released are all part of an EP called Deep. That's actually coming out on July 1st. I'm pretty new to the whole releasing of music on these official platforms. So I did it in a way where the pre-save is only available on iTunes and not through Spotify and Apple Music. I think I have to go through TinyURL or something like that in order to create a pre-save link. But on July 1st, the EP Deep will be released. There's six songs on it. It's probably about 20 minutes. Just all music in the former fashion of just being deep into an emotional state. So there's a lot of real personal music on there for me. I recorded, yeah, all of it here at Grand Bay. Some of it with Mix My Lex, Alex Romero, and then I recorded the other portions with Skylar the engineer.
Nice.
And it's been a cool experience because I have the setup at my house to where I have the headphones and the microphone, but all the engineering tricks and things like that, it's not the same. They can save you so much time just with a couple clicks of the button, their little shortcuts. So I don't mind paying the extra dollar to kind of come in here and let these guys give me their advice on things like that. And then that even led me here. Just talking to Skylar, to meeting Pusha Preen, all that stuff led me here. So I know I'm on the right trajectory. And I think I have a pretty good intuition for like people with good vibes. You seem like a good person. Pusha seems like a good person. Everybody in that room that I just met seemed good.
Yeah.
Like they all have their just little craft. And like, you know what? I'm willing to help. I'm willing to put my little chip into the pile here and see what we can't make happen. And I think great things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Because even when I travel, I feel like Tampa still, I mean, I'm biased, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But when I go to Atlanta, when I go to Seattle, when I've been to Chicago, like those are cool cities for sure. But even if you're talking about something superficial about what the bar scene like, what the brewery scene like, I feel like Tampa still got it, man. Maybe I just know all the cool spots here, so it seems like they're better. But
we've been here for so long.
When I come back, I'm like, you know what, man? I prefer Tampa. I prefer it. It doesn't seem as cool if you're not in a hotel.
Yeah.
You're not in the center of downtown. You got to drive into everywhere that you're going. But it's a good city, man. I think we are in a good platform to kind of launch. And I'm just going to do my part. I'm just going to keep creating every day, just kind of setting aside that time. I heard somebody say, just treat it like it's a full-time job. If you want to be paid for it, guess what? You're going to have to put in the time like it's a full-time job. So I do have a full-time job, but luckily I'm blessed enough to have them allow me to work from home. So I can kind of like, I don't have to commute there and back. Everything's pretty close. I live right by the stadium. The studio's right here.
Yeah.
And the videography portion of it, I use the newest iPhone. Those things are good.
Yeah.
Just for the short snippets.
Yeah.
Because I was taking a lot of time in the first portion of these 6 months to record long videos, like minute and a half full-fledged videos. But I found that they weren't just being digested by a lot. And I read up a lot about the algorithm on TikTok or on Instagram Reels. People don't care about long form videos anymore.
Nope.
It doesn't seem like it.
Unless it's
something that's maybe like talking them through like a whole process. Like, okay, step one, you got to do this. Mm-hmm. Then they might watch it through. But the way that the algorithm work or what I've read is that there's a watch through rate. So if you have a minute and a half video and it's not something that's super engaging right in the first 5 or 10 seconds, then they're likely just going to keep scrolling.
Yeah.
And then once your percentage of watch through rate diminishes, then you're just going to be kind of shoehorned into a little corner over here. But luckily, I was blessed enough to have a bunch of different small videos through creating those long videos to where I can just release 5-7 second little snippets. And those are getting way more traction. And then I just kind of overlay it with the music that's coming out.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get some clicks, you get some downloads, some people are like, oh, this is great. Because it's cool even.
Dude, that's actually what I do with the podcast, man, is like the long form stuff. Like usually I'll shoot for like 45 minutes an hour and that'll go on YouTube. But then like on TikTok and like on Instagram, they like the short form stuff. So
nice.
I take little nuggets from the podcast and I put them on there and they do really well.
Nice. So for TikTok, do you have a general strategy as far as the tempo that you're going, the times of day that you're releasing, or do you kind of just?
Not really, man. I've noticed that with IG, that the strategy does matter, you know, like the time of the day and all that stuff. But with TikTok, it's all about that hook. As long as you can hook them within the first like 3 or 4 seconds, your videos are going to go viral. It doesn't matter what time of day you post it.
Is there a general hooking strategy that you would say is kind of stay here for 5 seconds? I'll be right back. Because I can't really think of something that's super engaging. The thing that's been super engaging for me in my videos, in my opinion, has been the backdrop that it, so if you open it up, face, beautiful backdrop, they're like, all right, I'll stay.
Yeah.
And then you start saying something interesting, then it
like
kind of
visually
engages
appealing.
It. But is there visual or audio cues that you could say to kind of get them hooked, or what do you have as far
audio,
as that?
Yeah, the audio, what I typically do is I'll like when I ask a question on the podcast, it obviously gets recorded, but when I do the snippet, I only do the answer. So it's like when you answer a question, you typically okay, yeah, this is, so that's the hook.
Gotcha.
That's the hook, not the question.
Okay, that's yeah. good. That's good.
It's a strategy, man, and yeah. you'll start to notice like which ones do better, which ones don't. Yeah. Like,
and yeah. I try to focus in on the guys that I find people on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, and I find myself wanting to watch their videos more. And I'm like, is it their personality? Are they saying something that's, is it the camera? A lot of the stuff is the lighting too. So yes. I appreciate a place that I go to that has good lighting, mm-hmm. because you can have the same exact setup. And if you have a face light or if you don't have a face light, it's just such
huge difference.
Yeah. It's even the sparkle in the eye yeah. that it gives off that people are just more mm-hmm. engaged into it. I wanted to take a route of authenticity, I think. And I think that was just an excuse for me to be lower quality. I was like, oh, I want to be yeah. authentic. I don't want like a face light in here. You're like, no, well, nobody's going to watch your stuff yeah. then. You need to take that extra step and actually show that you're
there's a
devoted.
Fine line between that and amateur.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to find it, man.
Authenticity it. And amateur. It's like, yeah. yeah.
So
yeah, you got to make it look good.
So with videography, is it mostly music videos, or I guess what's your passion in that front?
It's funny you ask that, because I do a little bit of everything. I don't really specialize in anything specific, but yeah, I've done quite a few music videos. I do weddings. I do, you know, corporate events, you know, TV commercials. You've probably seen my stuff on TV.
What?
Yeah, it plays all the time.
What's your popular one?
The local stuff. The local.
Yeah, I'm bad with cable, man. I haven't had cable in 10 years, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of stuff that I work on.
Okay,
for
cool.
I work for Cox Media and Spectrum. I do some commercials for them. So, yeah, nice. I kind of outsource that to me.
What's your go-to camera? This one here?
Yeah.
Nice. It definitely looks nice.
I gave that one to you because that's the good one.
How kind of you to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, right?
So, show all the imperfections, perfections.
But like you said, with the lighting, man, if you ever have a chance to make it out to the Blue Box Studio, it's like 5-10 minutes down the street. It's way better than this.
Okay, nice. So, yeah, I'll definitely yeah. do that. Yeah, if you'll have me, man. It's
yeah,
just,
absolutely.
It's been cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So hey, thanks again, Josh. Thanks again for joining me, man. I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks a lot.
And yeah.
Good session.
Yeah, thank you
I
so much.
I appreciate you doing this for the city.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks
we'll
again.
Do this again. I'll talk to you soon.
For sure.